Late last year, the Cuomo administration laid out its agenda to address New York's future energy requirements. All this week, reporters from the Innovation Trail are putting different parts of that complex energy puzzle under the microscope. In mid-2012, the NY Sun Initiative was launched to make solar power in the state more affordable. Ashley Hassett takes a stock of the scheme and looks at what still needs to be done to make solar technology truly competitive.
Adam Rizzo and his crew are installing a set of solar panels on the roof of a church near Buffalo. It takes his company, Solar Liberty, about 3 days to finish the job, but it takes the consumer a bit longer than that to come out ahead of their initial investment in solar.
We like to talk about it in terms of payback instead of upfront cost because each homeowner is a little bit different. But right now we're seeing 4 to 5 year paybacks for our solar systems. And once that payback is met, then you have free electricity for the remainder of the system, which can be 35 plus years.
That long, relatively low maintenance life cycle for solar technology is one of its biggest selling points. But of course, upstate New York's known for its occasional gloomy day, so systems still need backup, either from battery storage or the grid. Adam's brother Nathan Rizzo says there's a good reason your solar panels go offline during blackouts.
If the power fails, the solar system turns off, so it's not sending power back onto the grid if there's ever linesmen working on it.
The solar uptake in New York has doubled photovoltaic or PV installations since 2011, but the technology still has its critics. For one thing, the carbon emissions solar technology generates in the manufacturing and transport stage. Nathan Rizzo says that footprint quickly dissipates, especially compared to fossil fuels.
Transporting it to the job site, manufacturing it, all of those CO2 emissions that are being created throughout that manufacturing process, it only takes 2 years to pay it back, and then it truly is a clean technology that's not harmful to the environment.
From a church roof to roughly 600 student apartments on the University at Buffalo campus. A year ago, UB flicked the switch on their $7 million solar strand on campus. Chief Sustainability Officer Ryan McPherson says students are now working with Professor Vladimir Mitten to make those solar panels more efficient.
So as you can imagine, the ones on the space station are incredibly efficient, but have a very, very high cost, right? And the ones that might operate a little plant on a dashboard in a car going back and forth are very cheap and inefficient.
In order to bolster progress in the solar sector, the Cuomo administration wants to continue the level of funding that its major solar initiative, NY Sun, receives for another decade. The plan is expected to attract more private sector investment for solar. NYSERDA President and CEO Frank Murray says a key factor in making solar more investor-friendly is improving the capacity for energy storage.
Smart grids will minimize the impacts of future natural disasters on consumers by helping to enable individual premises and microgrids, in effect, islanding themselves to provide power to pockets of consumers when central power plants or portions of transmission and distribution system are inoperable.
New York's solar industry currently receives a range of subsidies through the state's power authority, NYSERDA, and the federal government. Richard Caperton is the managing director for the Energy Center for American Progress. He says solar energy still needs those incentives to level the playing field against heavily subsidized fossil fuels.
Since 1918, the oil and gas industries have gotten almost $500 billion in subsidies from the federal government. So the federal government has always provided some level of incentive for energy technologies, and solar energy is no different.
Caperton says solar power's increasing affordability is driving the growth in solar-related manufacturing, installation, and operations jobs across the country. Recently, the National Energy Renewable Lab put out a plan to help get the United States to 80% renewable energy by 2050. But to that, Caperton says it's going to take more than just solar.
You don't do that with just wind or with just solar or with just hydropower. You need all of them. Different parts of the country are going to use more or less of different technologies, but the country as a whole needs all of those technologies to provide our power.
In Buffalo, I'm Ashley Hassett for the Innovation Trail.
To hear all the stories in the Innovation Trail series on New York's complex energy puzzle, visit our website, WRVO.org. Reporting by the Innovation Trail is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. For more, visit InnovationTrail.org.